What's the most annoying thing about you, according to your family members?
What's the most annoying thing?
As if there's anything.
You could probably answer this question for them, Josh. I'm sure you've got a list there.
Can I get 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
Prepare your ears, humans. Happy, Sad, Confused begins now.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz. Look, if you know the podcast, you know there are certain guests that I have trouble, frankly, just even getting rid of. And like a bad penny, this gentleman keeps turning up.
Yeah, we'll just get on with it.
Sam Heughan.
Yeah.
Outlander, Men in Kilts.
Right.
Every booze you could imagine.
Uh-huh.
And he's now teaching us to love again.
Yeah. It's well, good. you need some lessons,
I really
dear
do.
Boy.
I really do. I want to remind the audience out there, if you're in the New York area, we do some of these live. John Cena, you're a big wrestling fan. You strike me.
Come on. Yeah, and now he's like a movie star.
He's a big-time movie star.
Yeah.
John Cena, May 15th.
Are you wrestling him?
I hope not. Oh. I have to look at my contract now. If you're in the area, come check us out. Link in the show notes, all that stuff. All right, Sam, let's catch up, buddy. It's good to see you.
Yeah, by the end of this, I want to have you in a headlock.
Well, usually it starts out that way, and then
yeah,
we get classy.
It does. We get physical, don't we?
How's it going? You're in the throes of an exciting... This is a new one. This is not since... what was the one back in the day? Princess for Christmas?
That was another...
That was a lifetime
ago. Yeah, no, Love Again. We're here, right? And very happy that the movie's finally coming out. We shot it in 2020 during the pandemic. So this is a little pandemic baby.
It's been a long time coming. We've been talking about this one for a while. I mean, I can see the attraction of this. Of course, you have Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Mm. You have Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Are you now closer to Celine than me? Compare and contrast the relationships.
How close are you? Am I going to get FOMO? Am I going to, like...
I'm just saying, who do you feel like in a pinch you would ring more...
For quickly? Advice?
Yeah. Love advice?
I mean, look, Celine, she's the god guru of love. I mean, all of her music is iconic. She's done soundtracks to other great romantic movies. And so why would you not speak to her? Really happy. And obviously Priyanka is just such a star. She's so fun to work with. She's the heart of this movie. And we had a blast shooting it.
What's the small talk with Celine Dion on set? Do you get nervous about something like that? That's like not just another actor. That is literally, that's like, you can count on two hands, like icons, like Celine.
Yeah.
So what do you like, hey.
What's, sung any good songs recently?
Right.
Yeah.
Basically.
Probably it. No, she's such a professional. She's so, it was her acting debut.
Yeah.
Fine. Absolutely fine. Way better than us at it, us professional actors. She's very funny in the movie. She's down to earth, and she plays herself, but so good at it. You know, it's slightly knowing, cheeky, and really heartfelt as well. So of course, she's a great performer.
Has she seen Outlander or Bloodshot? What's her Sam Heughan deal? What's she most? How often was she talking about Bloodshot with you?
She loves Bloodshot, obviously. Seminal production, but she knows Outlander. I don't know how many episodes. I should have quizzed her on that. I should ask her, actually.
I like to always put you on the spot.
How many have
you
watched?
All of them. Uh-huh. We're going to be having a real in-depth conversation very soon.
Oh, really?
You want to put me to the test?
Yeah.
Now you do.
What season do we go to America?
Hey, My Heart Will Go On. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me this. How many times have you sung that karaoke in the shower? Is it in your repertoire?
Yeah, we were in a bubble, COVID bubble. So the cast, we hung out a lot. Priyanka is such a like big heart entertainer.
Yeah.
We went to her house a lot, big dinners, and it was so fun. And her family literally felt like extended family. Someone bought this cheap karaoke machine that like plays music,
really?
And of course, I mean, literally every night we ended up singing that song. And I challenge anyone to go watch this movie and not leave humming it at least.
Were you a Titanic guy growing up?
Did
you?
I enjoyed it.
Sure.
I certainly enjoyed it.
Compare and contrast for me.
Yeah.
Jamie and Claire's relationship,
or Jack and
Rose. Who's got the better romance going?
Oh, come on. I mean, he dies. I mean, and there was blatantly room on the door, right?
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah. she just left him.
Is that not spoiler alert? That's how Outlander ends, right?
That's exactly how it's going to end. Yeah, on the door that Jamie built.
Right.
Yeah, from the big house. He's going
to... But he was smart enough to make room for two.
Yeah, and he's built a little lifeboat, a little raft. Yeah, and they just float off.
I hope the last scene is those little wings on you and you're just sort of, you know...
Oh, water wings swimming away? Yeah.
I'm okay.
I'll be okay. Claire. I can't even remember how to do the accent anymore.
You play Rob Burns? What's the...
Rob Burns.
I thought it was Buns. That seemed more appropriate.
Buns.
Yeah. What's your favorite character name you've ever played?
Do you know why he's called Rob Buns?
Chafing issues? What? I don't know.
Oh, God. You really did your research. What? Rob Burns is a very famous... It's a little nod to a very famous Scottish poet. Oh. Robert Burns, who
Bobby
wrote,
Burns. Bobby Burns.
There you go. The man. You've got it. Yes. No, we liked it. It was such a nice little nod to his heritage and to the fact that he was...
insulted all of Scotland.
Everyone in Scotland's like, yes, finally. No, it was a really nice little nod because Robert Burns was this famous Scottish poet who wrote all about love.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that does make sense. My stupid joke now.
Sorry.
No, I don't want to do
Rob
any more
Burns.
Jokes.
Yeah.
No. It did strike me watching this movie. Mm. Is this a loose, is it loosely inspired by our relationship? Follow me with this.
Oh.
You play an entertainment journalist. You're charming, but you kind of little, you know, you make some bad calls. Mm-hmm. There's a sad montage of Sam in this, much like we've shot ourselves. Mm. You play Would You Rather games. You play games, as we often have.
Yep.
Do you have something to say to me?
I do. The glasses were a little too much, I thought. When I tried them, they were like, no, don't use glasses. Use headphones.
Right.
Because he's... music journalist. There you go.
This is like Daniel Day-Lewis, like studying for years. This has been the long con.
I've been using
with me.
You this whole time.
Amazing.
I've been studying you.
So you mentioned, it's sometimes the little things in film and TV that I would imagine for an actor are difficult. Like typing, pretending, credibly typing, texting.
Yeah.
Are those, am I wrong? Are those the kind
can
of
Can
hardest...
I tell you something?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Now, they've got this amazing technology, which means... you don't have to do it. It's programmed into it, right? And you just do this, like the cat playing the piano thing, right? And the words magically appear. But if you look closely enough, obviously your fingers have got to correspond. So you kind of then, it's really weird. So then you've got to obviously know what you're typing, but do it as it's doing it, and I don't know.
So you're almost following the lead. It's the AI.
It's the AI taking over. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of difficult.
Add it to your skill set. That's excellent.
Thanks very much.
In your friend group, are you generally the one that gives advice for romantic relationships or receives advice? Someone's having an issue.
I would say, look, on Outlander, Katrina's obviously a very good friend of mine. She gives advice.
Yeah.
She's very good at advice. With my other friends outside of the show... I would say I try to give them advice.
Try to. Do they receive it? Is it good advice? Maybe self-analytical for a moment. Do you have good instincts?
No, don't listen to me.
That's the best advice is ignore
just don't
Sam.
Listen to me. Yeah, ignore everything I say.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think the optimal number of marriages is in a life?
Polygamy is absolutely a way of life.
For some it works.
Yeah.
Hey, this one had a number of titles. I always love it when the movie goes through different title iterations. Is this the one you like? So we have Love Again, of course, is the final title.
Perfect.
But there was Text for You. And then there was It's All Coming Back to Me, of course, for Celine.
Great.
But this feels...
There was also the German version.
What's that?
Text for Dich.
Really?
Which could be misconstrued.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
We
landed on the right one, though?
I think we did.
Okay.
Love Again. I mean... you know, both characters learn to love again in this, and I think, you know, they're both going through, you know, different kinds of heartache, whether it's Mir's character who's, you know, lost a lover, and his, where he's, you know, kind of fallen out of love, you know, he's become cynical about it, much like yourself. And I think they both obviously learn to open up to the universe and the songs of Celine Dion.
This episode of Happy Sad Confused is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me ask you guys something and think about this for a second. How much time do you spend in a given week on yourself versus how much you spend on other people? And that's okay. Look, we all want to take care of those around us. I feel like that too. Close friends, close family, mother, sister, wife, I want to take care of all of them, but we have to find time for ourselves. If we don't take care of ourselves, if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else. That's where something like BetterHelp comes into play, because therapy can help. It's true. It helped me in the past. It has helped so many friends and family, and it's okay to ask for help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HSC today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HSC. I don't know if you guys are aware of what Masterclass is, but let me shine a light on something that I'm so thrilled is now a sponsor of Happy, Sad, Confused. I have long been a fan and user of Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. And when I say the world's best minds, this is not hyperbole. How about this? Okay, you know I am a movie buff. How about learning from Martin Scorsese about filmmaking, from Aaron Sorkin about screenwriting, Helen Mirren, Sam Jackson? They have some things to say about acting, and you can learn from them anytime, at your own pace. It's all there for you. This resource is remarkable. I could not recommend Masterclass enough. There are over 180 classes on a range of subjects, everything, cooking, training your dog, building your brand, writing, anything, the arts, sports, any interest you can imagine, Masterclass is there for you. I highly recommend you check it out. Get unlimited access to every class, and as a Happy, Sad, Confused listener, you can get up to 35% off for Mother's Day. Go to masterclass.com/HSC now. That's masterclass.com/HSC to get up to 35% off for Mother's Day.
Do you find that, like, when you're on set in something like this and you're reading the words, that you can't help but kind of think, like, oh, I'm in this kind of movie, this kind of movie that I grew up watching?
Yeah. Oh, well, yes and no, because...
in the COVID stream, that's a little weird. So that, there's that.
Well, it is, but also, you know, the rom-com... I thought this was an homage or a sort of nod to Nora Ephron and to those kind of movies. And I did watch them, you know, when I was younger, and Tom Hanks and Hugh Grant and Meg Ryan, all these, you know, these great movies. And I felt it was, but I thought it was also kind of a modern take on it, because...
Right.
The characters are, I don't know, a lot more real. I mean, how many rom-coms, trick question, start with, you know, someone dying?
This is true.
Right.
Yeah.
Not many.
Well, just brought it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So.
It's going to sell a lot of tickets.
Hey, hey. Go watch our fun movie.
Wait, speaking of alternative titles.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused by this. As okay. You know, I'm a slave to research. I was looking up, and maybe, I think we've talked about in this early great credit of yours, young Alexander the Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's listed on your IMDb as Born to be Great, and it's coming out this year, according to IMDb.
Really?
So, I have 1,000 questions.
I think I might have one or two as well for my team. Where are they?
Have you done a shot-for-shot remake? Are you giving it another go?
It's news to me.
What is up with that? Yeah. Get the Hewan gang on that one.
Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
It might be one of those things that one day hopefully will never surface. Look, it was something I did many years ago. It was a low budget thing. I made some of the best friends on it. And
it's good to take away something out of every experience, even the ones that
I almost died on that set a couple of times. It was quite an experience. I almost fell out of a taxi door. I had to jump off a cliff.
Was that after you read the script?
I went on a runaway horse. And my favorite moment was riding a taxi cab around Cairo, sitting on the roof, pretending to be on a horse.
Often they use that for horses, the taxi cabs in Cairo.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to try it.
Try it once.
Try it once.
You probably won't be able to try it once. Okay, I'm going to give you some dating activities. You tell me if they're your style.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, are you like a bowler, bowling and pizza kind of guy? Is that like a fun night to you?
Bowling and pizza? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But the problem is I'm kind of competitive. So, like, my date, I'd be like, if they beat me, I'd be pretty upset.
Right.
So then I would make them stay there until I beat them to a pulp, at which point they might not want to go on another date.
Yeah. It's not good to reveal your true colors too early. This is a tip from me to you.
Got it. Okay.
You need to mask the inner horribleness
yes.
for a while.
Yeah.
At least.
Okay. I remember that one. Yeah.
A good hike. Is it like an athletic pursuit a good thing? Because on the one hand, nature, but on the other hand, you're sweating.
It's kind of like survival of the fittest, really. If they make it to the top, then they've passed the test. But
right.
If they collapse halfway, that's it. Sorry.
It just wasn't meant to be.
No. Bye.
What about an escape room? Are you an escape room kind of guy?
I have done escape rooms on various dates, and I believe they still might be in there.
Every man for himself. Bye.
Yeah, escape rooms, I'm not very good at them, actually.
I'm horrible at them. Yeah. I think you either have the mind for it or you don't. Like, it's like a certain kind of mindset.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or we're both just very dumb.
Well, I just get worried about the zombies that are about to attack you or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. I'm more into, like, the storyline behind that rather than the puzzle.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
What about a day at a theme park?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But if you're too scared or they are your date and they, I don't know, urinate on themselves, I mean... Again.
Did you say urinate on themselves?
Well, if they get scared.
Right.
It's not good. Or if they're too small to go on the ride, you know. That's not
well,
the
that,
for
that
you.
That raises questions.
Yeah. So it's a good test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should go to a theme park.
I would love to go to a theme park with you.
It might not surprise you to know that I don't love a roller coaster. I'm not big.
I think it's the perfect place for us to go spend some quality time together.
Do you have a favorite theme park? Are you a Disney guy? Or are you
a few years ago, I was taken to Disney, the one in LA, Disneyland.
Yep.
And we went on the new Star Wars ride, and it was just when they first started it.
Yep.
And that was so fun, and we went.
Did you get your own lightsaber?
I didn't get a lightsaber. We got to go to the cantina and drink the thing, and then the kid came in and fixed the thing, and there were like, you know, stormtroopers walking around. I loved
it. Awesome.
I was so into it, yeah.
Did you ever do like a kind of like theater, like immersive, like dinner theater we have in the States?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did, of course, a classically trained actor, so I did, I did Macbeth around Edinburgh, in the streets of Edinburgh. I also did a Sherlock Holmes, which was not very good.
Were you Sherlock?
Yes. I'm trying to remember. I couldn't remember there. Yes, I was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clearly made
slightly
an
zany Sherlock.
Zany, okay.
Yeah.
But not, because you have to interact with just the rabble-rousers and people that don't give a crap of what you're doing on the street,
yeah,
that kind,
I kind of
thing.
Yeah, I loved it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and I love all that. I mean, I know we're here in New York, you know, Sleep No More. I love all that kind of site-specific stuff.
Yeah.
So that might be the next one.
For you to do, you're gonna go back to the streets.
Well, me and you, we could be just walk the streets and
together.
We could busk, and I can juggle. We could be like
you can juggle
street performers.
How have we not exploited that in the past?
Unicycles a little too much.
No, we're not doing that. It's a busy summer for you.
It is a busy summer.
I would call it the summer of Sam, but that has bad connotations here in the city. I don't know if you're aware. Back in the day, that was not a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a good time. Yeah.
But it is a busy summer.
It's super busy now.
Okay, so we got love again. You're teaching us all to love again.
Uh-huh.
We have more booze, expanding the line.
Very happy with it.
I'm excited too because I love whiskey, but gin's a little more my speed.
Oh yeah?
Were you doing tequila too at some point?
We did a small collaboration.
We did a small one.
Yeah, but this is really something I'm really excited about. I'm not going to plug it right now, but Wild Scottish Gin, Scottish Wild Scottish Gin. And I've literally researched the hell out of it, tried every botanical in Scotland, and made the most incredible gin that I'm very proud of.
Very nice. Yeah. Do you like a Negroni? What's your?
I mean, what I wanted to do was make a gin that works in on its own as a martini, as a Negroni, and as a gin and tonic, of course.
Yeah.
So I think have the beautiful balance in this gin. Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't wonder what are you? Are you a Negroni?
I am a Negroni guy, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I love that's probably my go-to for a mixed cocktail.
Tequila Negroni or gin?
I like that too. Mm. I like a mule. I like a Moscow or a Kentucky mule.
No, not really on my street.
We should mention that show that brought us together.
Which one's that?
Gilligan's Island? No, it was Outlander.
Yes, Outlander.
It's coming, season 7.
It is finally here, I mean, in like a month's time, right?
You shot for a long time. People had to wait, as always. The Droughtlander went on seemingly forever, but the good news is, how many, 16 episodes in two parts?
It's literally the longest season, of course, apart from the first one, 16 episodes. We shot for a whole year. There is so much in this season. We had a teaser made for the cast and crew recently. It's kind of mind-blowing how much we've crammed into one season. Yeah. So there's going to be more than enough for people to quench their thirst.
So when was the environment a little... I feel like we've been talking about the end for a while, and we'll continue to in our future conversations about the end of Outlander. But was it palpable on set? Are people starting to, like... Do you notice people having a different attitude? Do you notice yourself having a different attitude? Yeah. It's like, oh, this is the last time I'm going to do this sort of thing on the show, potentially?
Yeah, well, look, you know, we didn't know where we were going to be with it, and we finally had, you know, came to that decision, that agreement, and we obviously have one more to shoot, season 8. But yeah, at the end of this season 7, suddenly you could feel it on set. Everyone was starting to go, oh, actually, we're going to come back and do this one more time, and that's it. And everyone was getting pretty, you know, pretty emotional about it, and I think it's going to be a huge change in our lives, but also really sad to say goodbye to this amazing journey.
Give me 3 words, 3 adjectives, 3 whatever to describe this season.
This season, it's XL. You know, it's extended. It's massive. I'm gonna say, homecoming, and I'm gonna say the return, because there's it's more than 3 words, but there's a lot of returning characters as well.
It probably all blends together for you, but like, can you imagine which of the which episodes are going to elicit a lot of discussion, at least in this first batch? What should we keep our eye on?
Yeah, there's a lot of moments. I guess they call them water cooler moments, if people still have those. there's a few, and the first few apps, definitely, a lot of big stuff happens, but there's new characters coming in, and there's obviously, as I said, you know, a lot of people know that there's returning characters. There's a lot of some of the storylines tie up quite nicely, time travel stuff as well. So we're getting there, you know, we're getting there on this journey, and I can't wait to be able to like also tell the end of the story. You know,
right.
I wanted to finish it. I didn't want to just walk away.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if I've learned anything, there's always a catch, right? So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them and actually using their service, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. They cut out the cost of retail stores and they pass the sweet savings directly to you. I know this from experience, guys. The service is super high quality, amazing, and the price can't be beat. So for anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/HSC. That's mintmobile.com/HSC. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com.
Talked about something like this. What's the phenomenon of having so many gifts of yourself exist in the universe? Do you send Outlander gifts of yourself ever on any occasion?
I may have, maybe once or twice.
What's your go-to? Because I think the first one that always comes up, I think you're pouring water on yourself, you're shirtless, of course. It's
you
gross.
Use
it's
that just, one a lot, do
that
you?
That one's my go-to.
Yeah, of course.
It works for every occasion.
It's me. No, I
just keep sending it to you, waiting for a response, and you're just like...
Delete. block. I use this one of me walking up and seeing the other Highlanders is like, hey, friends, or something. There's Sassenach. There's a raising of the glass, which I quite like. But yeah, I do love a wee gif. I mean, I don't have any of you.
There are probably some of us together, I'm sad to say. I'm sure there are. I've definitely seen it.
But you know that thing you can do now where you can get a photograph and
animate it somehow or what? Like add text to it?
And click on it and it copies the person in it and then you can send that to that part to whoever. So it's sort of like a gift.
This is like watching Sam discover the internet. It's like there's this thing where you can write down something and then you can magically send it to the person.
On the screen. It's magic, Josh.
It is magic. It's sorcery. Magic. It's dark magic.
And have you seen these things? You can, like, speak to people. Oh, someone's calling me now.
Some questions from your misbegotten fans. I don't know what they see in you, but they sent me some questions for you. Ready?
Oh, God, yeah.
They're better than mine, don't worry.
No, they normally are.
It's not hard, the bar. This one, actually, you kind of answered already, but I'm going to give her some love. Gail wanted to know, can you recommend a couple of your favorite cocktails made with wild Scottish gin besides gin and tonic?
Yeah. I mean, a gin spritz, French 75. I think our gin works really well with tonic, but I don't know. I mean, as a martini. I love classics. And I don't really think there should be more than three ingredients
components,
in a cocktail.
Because that's going to mask the... Yeah. Purity of your
purity of the Scottish wild landscape in a glass. And when you drink it, you do sound like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Waiting for my case.
Case?
Weird. Oh. Bottle. I'll take anything. Okay. Flask. Joelle wants to know, what's number one on your Spotify right now? Yeah, let's see.
We shall find out.
Please hold.
I'm working at the moment in Belgium on another TV show, and we've been playing a lot of music. It is, this is lovely, Home, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic. It's a Johnny Little song.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Is that just walking the streets? Is that at the gym?
This is just what goes through my head. As I walk the streets.
I love it.
Upbeat.
Let's see. Susan Holder wants to know, is there a travel destination you haven't been to that you'd like to visit?
Travel destination I haven't been to. I mean, I was just saying, I'm working in Europe at the moment, and that's kind of fun. We're shooting all over Europe, and we're in Belgium, we're in the Netherlands, we were in Maastricht recently, Antwerp, and we're in Amsterdam. So it's pretty cool. So I'm enjoying that, because there are places in Europe that I haven't been to that I kind of guess I wouldn't have ever gone to if I wasn't working on this job.
I feel like you're like one of these people, and I hate to give you any credit, but you've cracked the code of like how to live a life, because like obviously acting brings you places.
Yeah.
But then the Men in Kilts, like now you have license, like it's for work. We have to go spend months in New Zealand.
Thank you for segueing into that. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, and also I get to pick on someone. So I get
checks all your boxes.
I get to go to a country I've never been, do the things I want to do, and also torment someone.
Amazing.
That I enjoy tormenting.
Yeah, well, we know once you murder Graham, I'm in the on-deck circle. I'm waiting.
Yeah, he's surprisingly resilient.
Yeah, he's been working out his entire life for this exact circumstance.
And I make him suffer.
You do, more so in the next season?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Scotland, obviously, you know, is about the heritage and the culture, the music, the food, the drink, and also making Graham go off a cliff. And I realize in that moment that he doesn't enjoy that. So we went to New Zealand,
where it
is the adrenaline capital of the world, especially down in Queenstown. But also we're exploring, again, the food, the drink, the culture, the heritage, the Maori, the history and the Scottish connection. And he does survive.
Amazing.
Spoiler.
Well, I don't see him here. We're sure about that. He's not turned into like an AI version of Graham now.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Meet the press tour, very awkward. Yeah. Like a cardboard cutout next to you.
I mean, I might suggest that.
You're working, it sounds like, but watching anything lately? Have you had a chance to catch up on fantasy, sci-fi, Lord of the Rings, House of the Dragon, White Lotus?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of those. I've watched them all. I really enjoyed Lord of the Rings. Tried not to watch House of the Dragon because Graham's in it. White Lotus, loved. And what am I watching now? When I'm not in a sort of drama period, I'll go back to some sort of bad reality television and just watch that.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you ever look? You're coming towards the end. I mean, it's still a ways to go towards a long-term commitment. Mm. Is the idea of another series, like say, like House of the Dragon or Game of Thrones? Because I know you like auditioned way back when for Game of Thrones. Mm. The next Game of Thrones says, "Sam, you're our guy."
Yeah.
Is that gonna be hard to say no to something like that?
It's a really good question, because I am having to think about the future, and we've been looking at stuff and have been offered some things, and normally I would just jump at it and say yes, yes, yes. But I'm also thinking, Well, look, nothing, I think it'll be hard for something to come along like Outlander, like an iconic character like Jamie Fraser again. So I'll never say no, is I guess the answer.
Okay. God forbid Aaron Taylor Johnson is our new James Bond, as is the rumor today. Mm. He's a nice guy. He's not Sam Heughan.
I'm going to have to do something about this.
We don't know. These are all rumors right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look, you had your moment back in the day of almost getting it.
Mm.
Is that tough, like, when, like, you're, like, that kind of thing comes close? And then if it doesn't happen, what's your attitude about that?
Oh, no. I mean, look, the bond of it all, I of course, I'm a fan of that franchise. And I would love to have sort of thrown my hat in the ring again. But also, like, there's so many other things out there. And, I don't know. I've also played, as I said, an iconic character, right?
Just done, yeah.
And done 10 years of it. So I guess signing up for Bond, you'd probably have to commit to another 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm prepared for that. I don't know.
All right. Are you ready for the Happy Sad Confused Profoundly Random Questionnaire?
Yeah, go.
What was that? What just happened?
It was like a little
shimmy. You did shimmy.
Oh, a little shimmy. Yeah. Well, it's better than your last question, so it's kind of.
What do you collect? Besides my soul, besides my tears.
Amongst other things, like memorabilia.
Yeah?
From...
Your own stuff or just...
And also, like, I suddenly started buying, like, old things, like antiques. So, I guess. Let's just say I've got this man cave sort of film room in my house, and it's got, like, pieces from different shows that I've stolen stuff from. Mm. Kleptomania, basically. and also, the odd little, like... artifact.
Okay.
Mm.
What's the wallpaper on your phone? What do you got back there?
Shameless plug. It's one of my babies.
Yeah.
I just look at it at nighttime, stroke it. The wallpaper.
Right, yeah. Not the actual...
Not the...
Clunky in bed, little... Surrounded by glass.
Yeah, it's... Well, it's also
dangerous.
Embarrassing when you wake up next to a whiskey bottle. And that's probably not a good thing.
Good message for the kids out there.
Yeah.
Would you ever, I bet you've already done this, would you ever skydive?
Never done it.
You would, that's you.
I know. But you know what? I think I might be really scared. When we were shooting Men in Kilts, we did a lot of things similar, kind of adrenaline kind of things.
Got it.
And I realized, you know, like, if Graham's not there, then I might be quite scared. Because the secret is, he's such a scaredy cat that it gives me confidence. And
right.
I'm like, oh, he is... about to soil his underwear, so therefore, I'm going to be okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I ask this of everybody, but you have experience with one of these guys. Mm. I ask folks, would you rather have dinner with Vin Diesel or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Oh, I would like to have dinner with Daniel Day-Lewis playing Vin Diesel. And he's like studied him forever. I'd be like, wow, the craftsmanship that's gone into his...
Yeah, you don't know. Maybe you worked with DDL on Bloodshot. We don't know.
Oh, it might have been him playing Vin.
Yeah.
Maybe Finn doesn't even exist.
We're getting really metaphysical.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing F10 tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
F10, isn't that amazing?
It's insane.
I mean, look, he's created these franchises that have gone on so long and so successful. So what a guy. Incredible.
Do you have a Christopher Walken impression in your repertoire?
Probably. No.
Walken.
Oh, dear, no.
Are there aliens, Sam Heughan?
Yes. Convinced. Absolutely, 100%.
Really?
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I didn't do anything.
Look,
didn't say a word.
I believe in them. Yes, of course. How can there not be?
Because
the scientific
run into them by
probability.
Now.
Well, isn't the lack of them the question? Why have we not?
Because they don't exist.
Why do we think we're so special?
I'm just based on evidence. We in millennia.
Lack of evidence. Like the probability, the amount of planets out there that could support life. We keep finding them every day. They're reporting more and more and more.
Right.
The scientific probability is that there has to be some form of life.
Okay,
out
I guess
there.
If we're nitpicking into, like, is there a flower growing on a planet three galaxies away, then maybe I'll give you that. I'm talking more of kind of like sentient, or in your case, Sam Heughan-ish life.
Oh, I believe they're here.
Okay.
No, watching you very closely.
What's the most annoying thing about you, according to your family members?
What's the most annoying thing
As if there's anything.
You could probably answer this question for them, Josh. I'm sure you've got a list there.
Can I get 10 more minutes?
Yeah. But according to my family members, I don't know. Probably that I'm too busy. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, or I never say no, especially to you.
No. One of these days. What's the worst note a director has ever given you?
The worst note a director has ever given me. I don't know. What I've learned now is that what I do now is if I get a bad note or a note that I don't agree with, I agree. Yeah, of course I'm going to do it. Yeah, oh, totally, great. And then you do exactly the same thing.
Yep.
And then they go, yeah, that was great. Go ahead. And you're like, so, yeah. So just nod and smile, I think, is my note or my advice.
I'm with you, boss. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, I will try that. Yeah.
Lovely.
That's good.
Love it. what drives you crazy on a set? Pet peeve on a set?
Pet peeve?
Eyeline, people are late.
No, I mean, I'm so unaware of it, what's going on around me, that it doesn't really affect me at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity you routinely text? When you get a text from this person, it makes you...
I don't think I have lots of celebrity friends.
You have at least one or two in there.
Not really.
If someone's name comes up, what brings you joy?
You've texted me a couple of times, haven't you? You have, haven't you?
Well, you haven't really. You're really.
I don't really reply,
you're
though.
You're not really good.
I think I'm pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like to text. It's just I don't reply to you much because.
Why did you turn what was a sweet, fun question into an assault on our relationship?
Yeah. I've got better friends than you, obviously.
Didn't ask that. Not that you're answering things I'm not asking.
Look, Pri's pretty good. She's okay. She's always on it. She's okay. On it. But I like a voice note.
Oh, you're a voice note guy. Yeah. I don't think I understand how to do it even.
Well, they've changed the whole thing now, but you can. It's a lot easier. But I love it because text. Katrina Balfe, she won't do a voice note. If I send her a voice note, she won't listen to it.
Won't even listen to it?
No. She refuses.
Okay.
She thinks it's, you can probably bring this up. She thinks it's, you would only do that to your, I don't know, PA or whatever.
Oh, you're like,
but I'm like
giving them direction.
I don't have time
something.
To text out what I'm thinking right now. And also, you can misconstrue a text.
Right.
You don't get tone. You don't get shades of light and dark. You just get emojis and stuff.
We're going to get into this soon enough. When we get the
I'm
going to
start sending you voice notes, abusive ones.
I'll take anything at this point.
Right.
Okay, finally, in the spirit of happy, sad, confused.
Yes.
Actor that always makes you happy. You see them on screen, this person makes me happy. I'm in a good mood.
the one from, the one from White Lotus.
Which one?
The one that dies.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Coolidge, yes. She's so good.
She's good.
And her acceptance speech, I mean, she's just brilliant, isn't she? Yeah.
Movie that makes you sad?
Notebook?
Are you saying that because everybody else says that, or do you believe that?
I don't tend to get sad unless
well,
I'm
on
an
airplane. You have your, there's a hole in here.
When
that's
I'm
why.
On an airplane, I tend to cry.
Right, that's just the altitude.
I think it might be something to do with that. When I'm on a plane, I am there.
You know what we need to do? We need to teach you to love again. Finally, food that makes you confused.
Food that makes me confused.
Yep.
Probably. I don't. Foam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seems like it's just like you're showing off. Like what's the point?
No, I mean look, who's ever said, "Oh my God, I'm so, God, I'm dying for some foam right now." Oh, that foam looks tasty.
Yeah.
No, it looks like spit.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it tastes pretty much the same thing. So no foam.
Okay.
I'm not into foam.
Ending finally on something we can agree upon. Well done.
Good.
Congratulations, my friends. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Everybody should check out Love Again.
Everyone should check it out. It's out this week in the U.S. And you know what? It was actually okay seeing you this time.
Again, I didn't ask for a self-appraisal.
No, I said okay.
I think we're out of tape.
The tone. See, do you hear the tone in the voice there?
Mm-hmm.
Which we wouldn't have got by a text. You wouldn't have got, if it was text, you wouldn't have got that. I would have said it was okay seeing you, and you're like, that's nice. I feel great. Oh, I'm happy, Josh, again. But actually, if you listen to my voice note, it was okay seeing you again.
I'm going to send you a text.
Send me a text.
I would appreciate any kind of response.
Block you.
Good to see you.
It was okay.
There's no ending to this.
And so ends another edition of Happy, Sad, Confused. Remember to review, rate, and subscribe to this show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm a big podcast person. I'm Daisy Ridley, and I definitely wasn't pressured to do this by Josh.